Good morning, St. Johnsbury Academy, and happy Friday. This has been a busy week, and I know we're all ready for the weekend, but I want to give us a couple of things to think about this morning as we go our separate ways. First, I've heard from many of you that you're very eager to restore the tradition of morning chapel. I've always wanted to do this, as I think I've said along the way. Daily morning chapel was part of my own high school experience, and it was one of the things that I've most looked forward to participating in. Coming together each day in the same space, mentally and physically, in spirit and mind and awareness, this is a precious thing that very few communities are able to accomplish. In fact, I don't think any group I've belonged to since high school has done this or even had this kind of coming together as a priority, stated or not. So I was very excited to join you in the tradition of chapel with all of its elements and all of the possibilities it presents for us to enjoy each other's company and to say what we know to be important, to share who we are and what we believe. Seniors at my high school were expected at some point during the year to offer a chapel talk to the school. Now, these could be about anything you chose, and it was usually a way that students shared their interests or told stories about their adventures and travel or friendships or families. Some students showed off their talents. You could play an instrument or sing or perform in some way. During my time there, a student once delivered a speech in Latin, which was quite something. In my senior year, I was doing little besides reading and writing. Mostly, I was reading and writing poetry, but also novels and short stories that were written for poets: Dylan Thomas, James Joyce, Jane Ann Phillips, Borges. Even in my Latin and French classes, I was reading poetry: Ovid and Virgil and Petrarch and Baudelaire. So you can imagine by the spring, I was pretty insufferable, and I was pretty ready to offer my own poetic contribution in chapel. I wrestled with it for weeks. I wanted it to be clever and wry and sophisticated, but also splendid and daring. I thought that I myself was clever and funny and sophisticated and daring and intense. But the night before my talk, what I had was none of those things. It was something almost painfully simple and vulnerable and true, and I still remember the first line of it. It is night, and I am walking along a dark canal. So I was describing walking next to a canal in Florida at nightfall, where I was watching a large white bird wading in the mangroves when suddenly it was attacked by an alligator. So I managed to equate this awkward and unlovely moment with love, a moment of fear and joy and humility when you've forgotten those things that brings you suddenly to life. I also remember the last line, which was, I knew I had to go on finding this, finding it over and over until I never forgot ever again. We're going to have chapel because, as many of you have said, it ties our community together. It gives us common ground to stand upon at the start of each day, and it gives us common language and understanding as we go about our lives together, but it also gives us moments when we can see and understand one another and ourselves in ways that aren't otherwise available. And no pandemic is going to get in the way of a moment that you still might remember 30 years later and may never forget. So stay tuned, St. J, and see you on Monday morning.